Dr. Huang?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Sorry. It looks like our call got dropped. Yeah.
So you were saying something about you want to know what's our, try again. I'm sorry.
So your gross annual sales.
Oh, the gross annual sales. Okay. So far, what we're projecting looks like is going to be about $250,000. Last year was about $200,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you do have some growth going on there.
Yes. And then the year before, probably 160. So we are actually growing quite a bit.
Oh, wow. What do you attribute that growth to?
Well, it's basically comes entirely from customer referral, I would say, because we're actually an optometry clinic. There's tons of optometrists out there, eye clinics everywhere. So it's basically coming from the loyalty from the previous patient and the referral. So we are expanding. That's why, like I said, we're adding more services now. Actually, we're used to be, like I said, only providing services, not incorporating more product. And then also that part is growing also. So it's basically literally just guest count, like how many people come into the store. That's what it helps us to lift up our sales. And then because the trust they have placed on us, so we recommend certain things they'll buy. So the transaction per person, it had raised also.
Okay.
It used to be $50, $6. Now it's about $150, $180 per person. So it helps.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for growing a lot more also in the future. But it just, like I was telling you, I'm on this crossroad where I encounter more expenses, more inventory costs and staffing, and also rent. Because we acquire more footage for our area, for our store. So the rent goes up a bit. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very interesting ride, but I feel like it's crazy.
yeah, no,
small
I mean,
little pop mom shop. No, he's going, and scary a little bit.
Very nice, very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and growing can be a scary thing too. That's the majority of my customers are in a very similar situation where they have the opportunity to grow, and I've seen a few different scenarios where, you know, they jump at it, take on a little too much, or they're passing up opportunity by not taking enough. So what I'd like to do here is, because I see that there's some opportunity for growth, is I think our best path forward is, because you're relatively new to the product, is let's just get you a brief intro. We'll see how much you can qualify for and see what type of terms we're looking at. And then we can kind of cross-check that with, you know, how much you can project to make with inventory or adding staff,
right,
that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And in the end, we'll see if there's a profit that's there. And if there is, great. It's good for both of us.
Right.
So that's the goal here.
I really prefer you go with more conservative approach. I don't want you to give me $250,000. That's too much.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree.
I do not, because that gives people a little false hope. Security in that sense, my opinion. So
yeah,
you could do as little, I don't know, 5,000 if you like. I don't mind.
Okay.
But I mean, then again, you know, if you could give me whatever in your bank analysis that give me a fair, what do you call it? Like a quote, I guess.
Yeah.
That
and
way,
I can give you some initial feedback right now. For these programs, they're tied to your cash flow. So typically what we're able to do is free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash at a time. So I think if you're trending for about $250,000, we'd be looking in the ballpark of about $25,000 available to you. And that it could be higher, it could be lower, it'll depend on a few other factors. But, you know, just initially off the bat here, that's probably the ballpark of what we're going to be working with, and then we can kind of run those numbers and see what makes sense. Now, a question for you is, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Oh, but like I said, recently, just this past 10 months, I mixed up a little bit, so it went down a bit. It's about 720, 730, because I have this credit monitor for me.
Oh, okay.
Fine. So, used to be about 800. That's insanely, right? But we recently just paid off our home, but that links to my husband's credit. It's not mine.
Oh, okay.
So we're pretty credit strong. But then again, like I said, it was a little scary because expanding. And then I feel like it's in and out, the cash going in and out. It gets a little uneasy. So I feel like I need to have some more help there to
sure.
help me secure this expanding.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. And something that I'd like to kind of run by you right now, just so you can keep it, you know, in mind, is, you know, if I get you approved for this initial amount, you know, regardless of what it is, if it's $5,000, if it's $25,000, an important aspect of these programs is that they are renewable. So if I'm able to get you $25,000 this first time around and we can, you know, plug it in, purchase some inventory and make a profit with it, we can turn around and in a few months, usually sometime after like 3 months, something like that, more would be available to you. So we don't have to try to take the whole, you know, large
right.
sum up front to do the most with it. You can take a little, make sure, get comfortable with it, see how it works, and then there's more when you come back.
So basically what it meant here is really not a loan, right? Or is it just like, you know how credit card you pay, you charge, you have to pay. I have some like 60, 90, 90, 120 terms. So
yes.
it's something that we pay off after 3 months, 4 months, and then we borrow it again? Is that what it goes?
So it's similar to a line of credit in the sense that I will get you approved for a total amount, and then you can choose how much you want to use from there. The mm-hmm. difference is when you choose the amount that you want to use, what we mm-hmm. do is we deposit that cash into your business checking account.
Mm-hmm.
and then set you up on a term with fixed payments. So if we did like the $25,000, typically the terms range, and there's a wide range. They can be anywhere from 3 months up to sometimes 36 months. So usually for first-time borrowers too, the top line is usually about 24 months. So I would say we're working on something between 3 and 24 months. Now, the nice thing about that is if you're looking to purchase inventory with it and you know how quickly you turn your inventory over,
I see.
Set it up on a term that matches that so it limits your, you know, exposure to interest cost. But
also
you could just, you know, hit the repeat button and do it again. Yeah.
Great. That sounds like a great option. And then what was your interest run like usually, the range?
So it is a really wide range. We work with customers with all different credits. Typically, it usually starts something around 10 cents on the dollar and can go from there. A lot will depend on the type of term that you choose, though. The rate will be different for each term. So what I can do is I will get you qualified for the longest term, but then we can work backwards from there and look at, you know, what you qualify for a shorter term if your inventory is on something like that. But basically, I'll just have to go through the application process to see exactly what you qualify for.
I see. Great. So I guess I got to go in the next 10 minutes. So well, I'll just let you to run the number, and then you call me back throughout the day or what? Is that how
okay,
it goes?
So how about this? What is the best email address? Because I'm going to need a few things from you. I'll put it in the email, but what I need is 6 months of the business bank statements and then 4 months of your merchant processing statements.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get you my my personal, direct email. It's judy.huang@jhoptometry.com.
Okay, so that was judy.huang@jh.com?
JH and then optometry. It's one
word. Optometry, okay.
Yeah, JHOPTMETRY.com.
Got it. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now with just a list of what I would need from you. And then as soon as you get that back into me, it usually takes me about 24 hours to get that approval with the amount and the terms. And then we can go over exactly what rate you qualify for.
Okay.
And if you have any questions while you're getting it all together, the email will have all of my direct contact information. So you can call me or you can send me an email and I'll get right back with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, thank you for the time, Dr. Huang, and I will send that over to you right now.
Thank you, then. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks a lot.